I'm Dr. El Nyamini, CEO of God Unlimited University of Healing here in Campo, California. A beautiful good morning. A beautiful, sunny, happy day to all of you around the world, just like we are enjoying it here in California. My title is My Most Precious Tool. I have a beautiful garden where the first trees are blooming magnificently and the first colorful spring flowers are pushing themselves through the white morning dew. Well, yesterday I went out with a hoe and a shovel and a rake, and I went in my garden to loosen the still, hard earth, lovingly preparing my yard for my enjoyment. I love flowers, and I love my flowers. I love my garden, and naturally, so I do care. In the same way, I take care of my garden of life. My thoughts are my precious tools with which I create a happy, successful life. My thoughts, oh yes, these thoughts sometimes pop up like weeds if I allow them to take over my garden. However, I am in charge. I'm aware of the law of cause and effect. I am aware that every thought I think is a cause I put into motion, which brings exactly the effect I put into motion. So, what do? I'm a diligent gardener, spreading around my fertilizer of love, tons of love. First, love for myself, love for my family, love for my co-workers, love for my friends, love for all our students. Yes, love for my entire world. I'm here on earth to remember who I am, while being myself and having fun. I'm here on earth to know that I am divine. Though I sometimes pretend to be human and having limitations, I pretend. But I'm here on earth to do everything and anything for my enjoyment alone. I am indeed number one. I call myself the manager of my garden, carefully planting seeds of success, of health and wealth, and always having a good time. Oh yes, to keep my garden in order, in perfect order, I live in the now. I live every moment fulfilled and happy. Whatever I do, I use my most precious tool, my thoughts. My thoughts of love, my thoughts of joy, well, my thoughts of total fulfillment. Well, some time ago, I went to see a friend who was in the hospital for quite some time. As I entered her room, I saw her peacefully sleeping. However, the television was running on full volume. On tiptoe, I stepped forward closer to her bed in order to not disturb her. But suddenly I felt someone tipping on my shoulder. I turned. It was the nurse. Secretly she whispered in my ear, "Do you know what happened? Do you know? She just died 10 minutes ago." I naturally was without words. Not so much that my friend had chosen to move on, but that she left in company of an empty television show, which so easily I too can be tempted to use as a tool in my garden of life. Yes, the television can be a temptation in the tool of our garden of life. Much I respected Mr. Ray Bayerle. Ray, who was Dr. Bayerle's brother, or is Dr. Bayerle's brother, and who moved on to the next dimension 2 weeks ago. When I went to see him just 2 days before he died, he too had a television in his room, like today all the hospital rooms have, unfortunately. And it was running there just for nothing. So Ray, who was preparing his Garden of Eden, his garden of eternal life, a joyful departure from this dimension to his next chosen place, asked me, "Ellen, would you please turn off the TV?" Yes, Ray was aware that his thoughts, his own loving thoughts about himself, were more important in this moment in preparation of moving. He was aware. Yes, he was busy in listening to the divine within him, to his own TV. And he fully enjoyed. I will never forget Ray's peaceful expression on his radiant, youthful, happy face. The last impression he left as a gift for me at my visit. Yes, using his most precious tool, the law of cause and effect, in a beneficial, uplifting, illuminating way. My most precious tool is the law of cause and effect. And this I do by singing. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. Saying it day in, day out. For this is what it is all about, to keep my garden of life, in perfect shape. Yes, my most precious tool, the law of cause and effect, my thoughts, my every moment thoughts. Well, yesterday morning Dr. Bayerle left for Switzerland as he was called by some students in need. During his absence, which will be about 10 days to 2 weeks, we here at the University of Healing and at the Absolute Monastery are very happy to share our daily thoughts with the Thought for Today listeners. There will be Sylvia, our young Dorothea, Ingeborg, and again myself, sharing with you. I know you all will have fun with us, and thank you for listening to our loving sharing. I love you all, and have a wonderful day. Ellen Yamini.